Moncrief on News Talk.
This is The Slot. We're simply calling Four Questions, where we look back over the weekend and look forward to the week ahead. The four questions are: what delighted you over the weekend? What annoyed you over the weekend? What did you learn? And what are you looking forward to? The people here to answer those questions are Cal O'Ryan and Dyran O'Connor. Good afternoon to you both.
Afternoon, John.
They've already disagreed about whether it's sunny outside or not, so this could become fractious very quick.
I'm ready for a good round.
Yeah. So, Dyran, what delighted you over the weekend?
I went to a fesh, okay. An Irish dancing fesh in Cork.
When was the last time you'd been to a fesh?
Oh my God, about 20 years ago, I'd say. And how times have changed.
Right. And why are they different now?
I feel like it's like a fashion show these days. It was absolutely amazing. And like when I was doing it, I was in my sister's hand-me-down Irish dancing dress and the only curly hair was on my legs. There wasn't a wig in sight. But yeah, they were just brilliant and so glamorous. So I just loved it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed it.
Did it seem more kind of, maybe when you were doing it, but that it was more kind of amateur ethos, and now this is kind of has a little bit of professionalism to
it. Yeah, they're like Olympic athletes. Like, I was amazed. And I feel like the dress and the attire is definitely different to when I was doing it, and they all look very professional. They look like little superstars. Yeah. Oh. The fake tan, I was basically asking the 8-year-olds like what fake tan they were wearing. It was gorgeous.
Oh, right. Was it stinky fake tan or kind of good stuff?
I didn't get close enough to get
a good
smell.
You know the way they smell of spuds on the cheap stuff?
Biscuits.
Yeah, that's
I think it probably would have been a bit worrying if I was like, could I just have a sniff of your leg there if you don't mind?
And did it feel very competitive?
It did, yeah. It was a lot. It was given kind of dance mom vibes. I was there with my best friend and she was like, don't talk to me while she's dancing. You know,
very competitive.
In the zone, let's make it happen.
Exactly, yeah. And I was just amazed by all the colours.
And beforehand, were they giving the kids little pep talks and then afterwards going, well, you did this slightly wrong and that kind of stuff?
Exactly, yeah.
And daggers to the other ones.
Yeah, the children were, she was coming down, you know, Beth that was dancing and I was like, oh my God, you were brilliant. And Emma, my friend, was like, well, he did that wrong. He did this wrong.
Oh, wow.
This was
That's
okay.
a great thing for their self-esteem at
exactly,
an early age,
yeah.
isn't it?
Well, I mean, it teaches them to get things right.
I suppose really. There's that, yeah. Listen, as a dad, I know this.
Was it a big, like, was there loads of people at it?
It was absolutely, yeah, hopping.
Right.
Yeah.
Was there a bar if you didn't like Irish dancing?
Unfortunately not,
but
I went across the road while
it was there.
Yeah.
Right. And how long does it go on for? Like, is it for hours?
Yeah, it was all day long, but we only arrived an hour before she went on because she had to do her wig. That's what blew my mind. So Beth's hair is brown, but Emma actually spray painted it blonde. So the wig was blonde.
Like,
and
you're moving your hands like it's a beehive. Was
it was? It's massive.
Oh.
It's extraordinary, really, to look at. And much cheaper, the spray paint, I'd say, than actually getting highlights.
But I assume they don't give points for your hair.
It's for the, you know, presentation.
We wouldn't do very well, Sean.
Is it not about the dancing anymore? It's just that that's the way you have to look.
The overall package, I feel.
Right.
You know, like anything.
And what
like.
Are the lads wearing, or were there lads at it?
There were lads at it. They didn't have wigs on, but they were wearing a lovely, they looked very smart.
Right.
And I don't think they had any fake tan on, but I couldn't see their leg.
Okay, and would they be wearing little suits kind of thing? Little suits.
Little suits. Lovely little suits.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of jacket type jobs?
One in particular, he had black trousers on and then a black shirt, but there was kind of fire print on the shirt to stick out. And I'm sure
he's
there
a
was
maverick.
Some time on to, yeah. It looked amazing. I was...
Okay. Yeah. All right. God, that's interesting, isn't it? The way that's gone on. And I suppose it is seriously competitive. What delighted you, Cal, at the weekend?
Well, I'm on the other end of the art spectrum. I went to the William Blake exhibition in...
Fancy.
Yes, I know. Very fancy. What can I say? My dad was a painter. But I did go with my mate Colm, who's a poet, and we went on the assumption that there was going to be poetry mixed in with the painting because Blake was...
A poet.
And so were myself and Colm. But it was good. It was actually genuinely good. It's dark stuff, though. Have you ever seen his paintings? Do you know what I'm like? They're kind of macabre, sort of fairies and all of that kind of madness.
Honey Giamontes.
it's
kind of my thing.
It's mad stuff. But the delightful part was Colm brought his little nearly 2-year-old Finn along, who was an absolute dream, because when he let you know if the painting was crap or not.
Right.
It was like, there was a squawk as you came into the room. And actually, by the way, the rooms are super dark. I wonder if that's like trying to keep the paintings in good condition, or if it's actually just for the mood.
Yeah.
Because it's all kind of creepy stuff. But
yeah,
he was mouth agape, loving it. And I just thought, like, that's the way to enjoy it. Like, don't like it. Yeah.
Okay. And what ones did he like and what ones did he not like?
Well, actually,
and
the
why?
Ones that appealed to him were the more, the there's etchings there as well.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
He'd done these kind of wild fairies dancing in a ring. And there was actually really interesting little blurb on it, which said that the way we, now I might be getting this wrong, but the way we interpret fairies or see the visuals of fairies these days is a lot to do with how Blake painted them and drew them, apparently. So there you go. That's your little bit of trivia now for that.
And back in the day, like when Blake was alive, his contemporaries thought he was bonkers.
They did.
Largely speaking.
They did. Yeah. And I think certainly if you're to judge his paintings, there's probably a steady stream of that. But that's the other thing about the exhibition. A load of his contemporaries are in the exhibition. It's a little padded out with Turners and a few other things, but going to see art is always a good thing.
Yeah, so it's not about, no, but he's an interesting bloke in that he was very much ahead of his time. He was you know, kind of anti-royalty and
kind of a philosopher as well, and pretty anti-authoritarian as well.
And he was a bit of a feminist as well.
Yes, and an artist, obviously, of many descriptions.
No wonder he annoyed so many people at the time.
Is he single?
I forget what his wife's name, but like, she was by his bedside when he died, and one of the last things he did was draw her portrait.
What a legend.
Kind of
so they did genuinely love each other. Dearan, congratulations. You've got your first complaint already.
Oh, wonderful.
Please point out that there are different organisations in Irish dancing. Some organisations do not, that's in capital letters, have tan, etc. on young girls. CRN had the All-Ireland Teams finals in Dublin over the weekend, and there was no tan to be seen on any of the children. Just beautiful children being themselves with no tan, etc.
Oh,
I don't know what the etc. means. So,
less exciting, to be honest.
Okay, that was the one that you know.
There are many types of feshes. That's what I've learned from that.
Now, given that you already disagreed on the sun outside, Dearan. Oh no, actually, no. We'll get to that in a minute. What annoyed you over the weekend?
Oh well, one of many things, Sean. But men sliding into my DMs and using "How are you still single?" as their opening chat up line.
Okay.
And what annoyed me about that is I feel, you know, it's as if my main goal in life is to be in a relationship. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And I feel like it kind of closes the conversation too. So I'm not really sure how you're supposed to reply to it. You know, like, I'm absolutely mad, Michael. That's probably why.
Yeah. But that would be a fantastic response to it.
No, I have responded that a couple of times and I haven't been replied to. So that's fine.
Yeah. But it is a kind of an attempt to be complimentary. But you see, this whole phrase of sliding into my DMs, the whole thing sounds creepy.
Yeah.
It really does sound stalkerish and creepy and barring order material, really, a lot of the time.
It's kind of the way it is now. Everything, you know, I feel like if someone was to come up to me and ask me, how am I still single? That would be more creepy because I'm like, how do you know that I'm not in a relationship?
And who are you and why are you asking me that?
No, but on your Instagram then, do you say that you're single?
I would talk about dating a lot, yeah.
Okay, so they know.
Being a strong, independent woman.
Yeah.
You know, I just feel like it's a little bit insulting that it's like there's other things that women in their 30s can talk about rather than just the fact that they're single. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
What do they expect you to say to that?
Yeah, that's it. I'm like, I'm not really sure. Like, can I just preface also by saying I love men, big fan of your work, kind of outnumbered here. But, yeah, I don't know what they expect.
Maybe they're expecting I just haven't met the right man, and then you're
that's your cue.
The DM slider goes, well, there you go. It's lucky
this
day.
Is my time to shine.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to be in a relationship as much as the next person, but it's not my entire personality. And, you know,
Val, have you ever used a line on a woman? I know you're spoken for many years ago.
Yeah, but lines I find such a cheesy, awful... Like, even my kids would sort of like throw out these lines. I'm like, by the way, never use that. Never say that. That's not how you talk to women or to men or for that matter. That's not really a good way of getting talking to anyone.
Yeah.
So no, I would say firm no. I'm not a line guy. But I mean, in fairness...
But we still... I mean, it is striking, though, that... In popular culture, you go back to the 60s and 50s and people were using lines and still yes. are.
Yeah, so
they have this kind of reductive view of each other that they just hit a few buttons and bang, your clothes fall off kind of thing.
Yeah, that's basically it.
Yeah, that's the way it works.
That's the modern algorithm.
Yeah.
But Dearan, why are you single?
I'd rather show you. Than
Right, so what annoyed you, Calla?
Mine is rather more mundane. It's Bluetooth and Bluetooth keyboards. I know.
Wow.
It's like, I'm going to.
You know, that's a world of pain.
I'm about to go deep on. No, do you know what? I'll keep it brief for you, Sean, but I sometimes sort of have this exasperation where it's like technology's great till it stops working. And I replaced my keyboard and I said, right, I'll get a Bluetooth one. And actually, I learned more trivia, by the way.
Yeah.
Bluetooth is named after a Viking called Blåtand. He was a Bluetooth. I guess.
And he united the tribes.
He did. Well done. Indeed, he did. Yeah. And he was also, the B is in runic font. But anyway, that's probably the more interesting part of the story.
Single?
Yes. Yeah. But he's got blue teeth, though.
No, he gave us the Bluetooth symbol, the runic symbol, and anyway, look, long story short, I tried to connect this bluddy thing. I had about 7 different Bluetooth ghosts in my machine. I was trying to get the thing in the end. I just could not make my computer talk to my my keyboard, and in the end I threw it away. I really did. Like, I just plugged it back in. I was like, hardwired is the way to go. So, like, from the ignominy of trying to deal with people sliding into your DMs, I was literally trying to just connect a Bluetooth and it wasn't even close. I didn't work. I made no connection either. You know?
Life is so hard. Yeah, I made no connection with anybody.
And
either.
Listen, this kind of mundanity is the stuff that makes it the day. You know?
Well, I mean, that kind of stuff that is presented to you as handy. You know, this is useful. Yes. This will save you time. But actually, it doesn't.
Sean, it said on the box, instinctive Bluetooth connection. Ooh. And I was like, that's a lie.
Yeah.
And it certainly was. Like, yeah, it was all supposed to be convenience. Out of the box. Just make it happen. I'm not going to name and shame the company, but I will say it was... not my favourite experience of the weekend.
Okay, all right, yeah. Some Bluetooth providers
big
are
stuff there.
Don't mention
breaking news.
How many fathers are responsible for dressing up their daughters in those ridiculous wigs and outfits, says the listener? Next to none. The Irish mums need to cop on.
Ooh.
Wow.
Ooh.
It's turned into a gendered argument already.
Yeah, very sexist.
Okay, that's not good. Terrible that your guest is condoning the awful developments in Irish dancing. Our version of American beauty pageants for kids... that has cheapened the wonderful talents of these contestants and distracts from the dancing, giving young girls all the wrong messages.
No, I would completely disagree with that now. I feel like a bit of tan in on your legs never hurt anybody. Do you know what I mean? But they had
how
no
old are
makeup.
They, though, just for context? How old would these girls be?
Under 9s, I think, was the youngest.
Yeah.
But they had no makeup on. It was just the legs. That were tanned. But yeah, probably no need for it. No need for it, but I wouldn't say that I would compare it to like toddlers and tiaras. Do you know what I mean?
I wouldn't. Yeah. No one's got any strong views on Bluetooth, I'm afraid, Calla.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. I do.
Somebody wants to know, did he put the batteries into the keyboard?
Of course I put the batteries into the keyboard. I pressed...
Now, were they new batteries or the ones you had
Sean,
in the drawer?
I mashed buttons. I put new batteries in. I even took the ones that I recharged and they didn't work. I think it was a communication problem between the computer and the keyboard, but listen.
Or did you try turn it off and turn it back on again?
Oh,
that always works. Bluetooth, says another listener, often makes no sense. I could be playing something on my phone and turn Bluetooth headphones on, but it will connect with my desktop computer that's playing nothing but the sound on my phone turns off. I have to disconnect the headphones from the desktop. Suddenly I can hear audio on my phone. It's bizarre. There you go. Makes no sense.
So Viking Bluetooth has not united all the tribes.
So Dearan, you learned a lot of interesting meteorological facts.
I did.
Yes.
I'm basically Evelyn Keating. Cusack, you can call me from now on.
Yeah,
the newest weather woman.
Okay, Evelyn Cusack.
Yeah. I don't know if Evelyn works here, but yes, so... Have you ever been to another country?
Yes,
and
definitely.
Okay, great.
Couple of times. Have you come on?
The old time, yeah.
Okay, I'm glad you cleared that up. So sometimes I feel like when you're in Spain, for example, and the temperature is the same as it would be at home.
Yeah.
It feels different. So
yeah.
Temperature is feeling different. The same temperature feels different in other countries.
Mm.
And this, I had a big long think about this over
this
the weekend.
This blew your brain, did it?
Yeah, I was absolutely mind blown. So... Yeah, say I was in Tenerife a couple of weeks ago and it was 20 degrees. And then on Saturday, it was 20 degrees at home. But when I was in Spain, I was lying out in that 20 degrees and it was absolutely roasting.
Mm.
And then I thought at home, I don't think I could lie out and feel that same intense heat. And I wondered why.
Yeah. And why
could
is
you,
that?
Could you tell me? So I put it out over social media and I got a lot of answers. But
is it because you're still single? Is that the answer?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Actually, one of the people did reply, can we go on a date? And I'm like, focus, Michael. It's about the temperature. So the main reason is humidity.
Oh, the Irish damp.
Yes. Yeah. So how I made this more simple, because I was like, I need Carla and Sean to make sure that they understand. You know what I mean?
Great. I'd say that was,
nothing got to
that
do
was
with
high
me
on your priority.
My weather knowledge. So so the humidity, it's like a sauna and a steam room. Ireland is more humid and Spain has the dry heat.
Yeah.
So, you know, the way the heat feels different in a... In a sauna than it would
steam room.
Right. Okay. Yes. I think we're with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
In Ireland, we're steaming the ground.
Yeah.
You're steamed, and then in in Spain, you're just hot.
Yeah. Okay. Very good.
Okay.
Noted.
I was. I'm going to have to lie down and think about that. Right, Carla, you learned a lot of things at the weekend.
I surely did, and as if I haven't already displayed it today, I've some trivia interest. I'm a bit of a word nerd. I was a quiz master for a fundraiser for the local school. They were doing a table quiz.
Cool.
And so there was a rich vein of trivia there. So I thought maybe for a bit of crack I could ask you some of the questions.
Except thankfully we don't have enough time to do
that's
that.
A shame. You would have loved it.
But no, what's interesting about this, that left out of me, is that you're half Swedish. So you
I am.
Speak Swedish.
I do speak Swedish. And even
so
then,
when you go to IKEA, you know whether they're made up words or not.
Yeah, and actually sometimes they are real words, but they've applied them to like a corner desk. And you're like, why are they calling that Snow Queen?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
That's what
the
guy named it. Perfect.
Okay, fine. I'll get three of them.
Yeah,
and it'll take me ages to put together.
But the ones you've bit a fartful shit shovel and...
Crack.
Barkass.
And barkass. Yes, there's several.
They're real words.
Well, yes, they're real words, I suppose, in the same way that if I put a couple of words together, they'd be real words. But skitstövel is an actual swear word in Swedish, and fartful, krack, and barkass are not.
Ooh.
Really.
Okay, right.
Well, they are, but they're not.
So, but IKEA do this in a knowing way. They must.
Oh, yeah.
They know
it's
it
all a little bit of a wink. And having do you like your circles or dots over the letters and all that?
Yes, but they also
anyway,
sound like...
That was the question.
Slightly dorty. It's because we live on an island in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, the southwesterly wind sweeps up through the country.
Oh,
That's another explanation.
Did
but that was pretty much what
you
said, I think.
Close enough.
Yeah. So what are you looking forward to during this week, coming?
I am going to my first festival of the summer, Sean, with my best friend, her husband and her three kids. So it's probably going to get pretty wild.
Okay, you kind of... Yeah. It's Greenfields you're going to.
Yeah.
And is that like a kid, very kid-friendly one, obviously, if you're...
Well, I'm assuming, that. But all I know is...
It better be.
It's kind of none of my business. But the Venga Boys are playing at it, and that's all I needed to know. I was like, I'll be there.
That's it.
Have you set down ground rules in advance that you're going with your friend, her partner, and the kids?
Yeah.
You're not being brought along as a babysitter.
I said, as long as the kids don't talk to me or make any eye contact, I'll be there.
Okay, fair enough. So you know where you are. Yeah.
Strict festival.
Right. And will you go to many festivals during the course of the summer? Is that a thing for you?
I'm open to it. I mean, I'm not really, I'm more of a comfort gal than a tent in a field kind of gal.
Oh, glamping.
So if I can come home. Yeah. Glamping. Yeah. If anybody wants to bring me glamping, that would be ideal.
Yeah.
Preferably not.
Yeah, I want bands to come and play in my house. That's where I'm at,
well,
really.
That's a good plan.
Except it never comes to fruition.
I can ask the Venger Boys.
There's a weird blocked nose aspect to the sound of Swedish.
Oh, is there?
Has your guest has everyone in
Sweden? Have I got a sinus problem? Do they all have Swedish?
They might. It's chilly up there.
We can talk Swedish maybe on another time, Sean. I'll share my unblocked nose version.
Yeah, so what are you looking forward to, Calla?
Very simple one. My son's doing a play at school. He's in transition year and they've devised a play. Doesn't have a title yet, although I think the working title is Isla de la Awesome, which is solid. I respect it. He's playing the mayor. I think he wrote himself the lead role, which is brilliant.
Okay, fair enough.
Fair play to him. Yeah. And and all the students in the year, they're going to do all the cast and crew. They're going to perform in it. They've written it. They're directing it. It's brilliant. It's just great to see them. And like the camaraderie, you've done theatre as well, Darren. It's such a brilliant buzz to have a gang of people together. And I think it's brilliant for him and his confidence.
Yeah. So, and when it's over, will you just say it's brilliant? Or will you be like the Irish dancing mom and go, well,
we have notes, Casper. It'll be brilliant. I know it will be anyway.
Totally unbiased. Pre-review there. Calla Ryan and Darren O'Connor, thank you both very much.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.